What's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a weekly podcast of anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark, raving, mad. And the last time I checked, going to the movies was not supposed to be one of those things. Well, I was wrong. I went to the movies to actually enjoy myself and to go see this movie I've been waiting to see. There aren't many movies that I've been dying to see lately, and this movie was one of them. And the movie is Kubo and the Two Strings. And I love stop motion animation, and the movie, I watched the trailer, it looked amazing, it sounded amazing, and I tried to find a theater it was playing. I have these tickets that I bought from Costco that I still haven't used. I hope they never expire because I think I've bought them like 3 years ago. I can't tell you the last time that I went to see a movie. I think it was The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, and that was down at the Lincoln Cinema where the chairs are like as old as dirt, and literally you sit for however long the movie is with your knees pressed up into your face in the basement. So not only are you're underground in a tiny theater in tiny chairs with tiny rows, cramped and uncomfortable, but that was one of the best movies I've ever seen. I digress. This movie I was very much looking forward to, and I figured, you know what? I'll call my brother. We don't really go out. He doesn't ever leave the dart bar where there's, you know, darts, football, baseball, hockey, whatever the sport. I'm sure if there was curling, he might leave. I'd stay for curling. He'd leave. So I called him up. I said, listen, I'm going to the movies. It's an early show. You can probably still get back to the bar. And when I tell you that if he wasn't sick, he probably would have went back to the bar. Sorry. I never really catch myself fucking up grammatically, but that was terrible. So he was like, okay, dude, I'll meet you. So I found a theater. Now, once you get spoiled and you sit in one of the newer theaters that have the reclining lazy boy seats, the cup holders, you literally feel like you're sitting in somebody's basement. Most people fall asleep before the previews are even done. You want to go back to those kind of theaters. I couldn't find a theater where Kubo and the Two Strings was playing with reclining seats. Then I figured, let me find a theater where I can use my free tickets from Costco that have yet to expire, thank God. And this way we don't have to pay. And I had an extra ticket because they come in packs of two. So I figured to throw my brother a ticket. We'd go see the movie. We'd hang out. We don't really have to talk, so we wouldn't argue. And, you know, whatever. It would be an afternoon or an evening. So I tried to find a theater where I could use those tickets. Not happening. I said, fuck it, let's just go. I'll swing like the $12 for the movie, whatever it is. Schlep down to Union Square, meet him in Union Square. And I like to be early, as you know, if you've listened to my rant on time. I show up everywhere 3 hours early. I want to watch the previews. I love the previews at the movie. I would go into a movie half an hour early just to sit and watch the previews, even though they don't start until 10 minutes before the actual movie that you're going to see. So we get there, and there's really not a lot of people there because nobody really goes to see a movie. It was 6:10, 6:05. I don't know the time. It was around that time. And we're waiting online. There was a really short line. And I get up to the window, and the guy's there. And I said, hey, I need one ticket for Kubo and the Two Strings, because my brother could buy his own ticket. I have to pay for mine. And he was like, no, here, take my money, just buy two tickets. I said, no, buy your own ticket, dude. I'm buying my own ticket. So I say to the guy, one ticket for Kubo and the Two Strings. And the guy behind the glass, which is probably more for his safety, which was appropriate after he told me the price, he says, that'll be $16. And I looked at him after I picked my jaw up off the counter. And I said, no, dude, sorry, I don't want to see it in 3D. I want to see the regular one. Movies in 3D make me nauseous. I said, I want to see the regular movie. I'm not giving you $16. He said, no, ma'am. He ma'amed me on top of that. So then I got extra pissed. He said, no, ma'am, the cost of the movie is $16. I looked at my brother and I was like, I said to him, I was okay with leaving. I was really about to walk out. And my brother has no care about money. That's a whole nother rant. We won't even go into that. He was like, dude, we're here. We're staying. Buy the fucking ticket and let's go. I'm like, no, we don't really have to see it. You can save yourself the $20. I could save myself the $20, $16 technically, But at that point, who fucking cares? It's $20. $16 for a movie is insane. So he's like, we're here already. Let's just pay and go see the movie. So not only did I pay $16 to go see a movie that I wasn't really sure was going to live up to the expectation and the cost, I also wasn't sitting in reclining chairs. They also, down at this Regal Cinema in Union Square, are lacking the Coke machines, the Coke vending machines, where you can buy literally a keg-sized cup, and then you can create your own flavors of Coke, which is how you really order Coke in the Midwest. And you ask for Coke, they ask you what flavor. And conveniently, I say vanilla, Diet Vanilla Coke. I'm obsessed with Diet Vanilla Coke. That might be the next where I beg Coca-Cola to bring back Diet Vanilla Coke. They did bring it back for a while, only as regular Coke, but that was ridiculous because who drinks all that sugar in regular Coke? Only the people that don't like all the chemicals in Diet Coke. So where was, okay, so they don't have the Coke machine. So not only do they not, not knowing that they didn't have, I didn't do like recon on the movie theater. The only recon that I did was whether or not they had the reclining seats because they show you that on Fandango. So I knew already going in that the seats were going to be regular movie seats that didn't recline. Okay, fine. The movie wasn't that long anyway, but I didn't know. Like, that Coke machine is a definite bonus and a score because then, you know, I'm fine. You can pacify me with a giant Diet Vanilla Coke. It's not that difficult or complicated. They didn't have it. So now, not only do they not have reclining seats, they don't have a Vanilla Coke machine. The ticket was $16. When did that happen? When did the cost of one movie ticket? I know everything goes up. I know the cost of living goes up. But really? $16? That's insane. I'm going to date myself a lot. I remember Dollar Night. I know there's people that remember other nights when I'm sure it was less. I don't know if you had to like crank the little wheel and put your eyes in the little viewfinder. But Dollar Night, you could go on Wednesday night to the movie for $1. You can also then like walk down and grab a slice of pizza and a Diet Coke before the movie. And you can actually like have snacks because when you pay $1 to go see a movie, then you can have as many, you know, Skittles and Charleston Chews and whatever else you, buckets and buckets of popcorn, whatever you want. You don't have to, you know, embargo your food in your backpack and like sneak in food from Duane Reade or Rite Aid or CVS or whatever's close by and like hide it in your bag like contraband and like sneak it in to the movie because you can't afford to buy anything from the concession stand or the snack bar or whatever the fuck you want to call it. So three strikes already, and I have the previews haven't even started. I'm already pissed, and the previews haven't started. And my brother is like, I can't even believe I did this. This is why we don't hang out, because you're insane. And I think I'm rational. I think $16 for a movie. I looked at a mom who brought in three kids. Dude, you're dropping like over $100. What family can go to the movies anymore? That's like getting into like a theme park. You probably can't even get into a theme park. Forget it. We're not even going to go there. I'm probably so off. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I haven't been to a theme park. I don't do theme parks. But I can't imagine if it's $16 per ticket. I don't even know what the under 12 ticket is, but it can't be much less than that. And by the time you're done getting kids snacks, you're probably like already over $100 just to take your kids to see a movie like for an hour. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. So the movie theater that we went into was small. The seats were, you know, somewhat big. My brother was feeling a little bit under the weather. So then not only am I miserable, my brother tells me he feels like he's coming down with something. He didn't tell me that before we left or made the plans. He was like, yeah, I'll roll down, we'll chill, we'll watch the movie, whatever. I'm like, okay, fine, that's good. Maybe we'll get coffee before or after, whatever, you know, socialize for 10 minutes and catch up. Then he tells me, as we're sitting down, he tells me, I think I'm coming down with something, so I'm going to sit one seat away from you. What? I would have went by myself. I have no problem going to movies by myself. I mean, I haven't been for a while, but I have done that before. If I want to see something and nobody else wants to see it, I don't drag anybody. I'll go sit in the movie theater by myself. You don't really talk anyway. It's not a bad experience. And you go, you enjoy the movie. The only problem is, unless somebody else has seen it, you don't have anybody to kick it around with afterwards. Okay, so he's like, yeah, we got some popcorn. He was like, let me get some popcorn. I can't say why I got the popcorn, because I think my mom listens to these podcasts, but I think my mom already knows that my brother smokes weed sometimes. So he basically got the popcorn because he was high for the movie. So sorry, dude. Sorry, mom. Not me. That's him. You can take that up with him, not with me. Whatever. I don't know. Let's move on. So he wanted some popcorn, and he brought his water in from Rite Aid. I was fucked because I was like, no, they'll have a Coke. Who doesn't have a Coke vending machine? I'm like, I'm going to get my Diet Vanilla Coke. I'm going to be good. No, that didn't happen. As you know, we don't need to go back over that. And we're sitting there. So now, socially, going out with my brother to watch a movie is like basically going by myself. So I'm pissed I spent $16. We have a bucket of small popcorn because we had no other money between us. After we both only came with like $20, we had like, if we pulled our money together, we were able to get popcorn, and I was able to get a small, regular Diet Coke from the fountain, which is fine, theoretically speaking. Plus, I had no other fucking choice, so I had to settle for that. So we're sitting, one seat separated, in the front. So we found the front aisle where you have a little more space between the railing and the stadium seating, and the theater was really pretty empty. There were maybe like a handful of people up behind us, and the preview started rolling. So my brother says to me, pass me an extra cup so that I can put I don't want to keep putting my hand back in the popcorn because I'm sick. He takes a cup, he picks the bucket up. Instead of putting the little cup in the bigger bucket, he takes the bigger bucket filled with popcorn and tries to pour it into the cup. So there's popcorn now going all over the floor. And I'm like, it's expensive. I'm like, you're wasting the fucking popcorn. Not like I could eat not like I would eat a lot of it. But you're spilling it all over the floor. You're making a mess, and you're wasting that food, which was expensive, and it's not really smart what you're doing. You take the smaller cup and put it in the popcorn, or let me do it. My hands are clean. I'll scoop some in, and you could sit there and eat the popcorn. So now we're already fighting about how to get him the popcorn because he's sick. Plus, he's a seat over, so now I'm leaning over an empty seat. The previews are rolling. Now, while the previews are rolling and the popcorn's now all over the floor, with the empty seat in between us, people come in and there are literally 400 other seats to sit in the movie theater. I kid you not. And these two girls literally sit right next to me. Right next to me. Like, I purposely try to sit on the end because I like to be on the end of the aisle in case of an emergency. I don't want to step on anyone or trip on over anybody or knock anybody out of the way. I want to be able to get out as fast as possible. I know that sounds selfish, but I want to get to the fucking exit. And I don't want to be tripping over bags, getting my feet stuck in candy on sticky floors, tripping over bags, legs, kids. I sit on the end. I like to sit on the end, whatever. I sat as close, like I was three seats in from the end. He was one. Then there was a space, the sixth seat. And then there was my brother and with his little tiny cup of popcorn. And this girl literally sits right next to me. And I look at my brother and I'm like, really, dude? Like there's 500 other fucking seats. She has to sit right here. And it's not like the other seats in the movie theater where you have space. In between your reclining lazy boy chairs, like you have big armrests and you have, you know, plenty of room to separate you if someone does sit next to you in those theaters. Now, you set back in the old days, these seats are closer together. And it just got, why right next to me? Like, come on. So he was like, shut up. He started to get upset and he was like, dude, knock it off. You're being ridiculous. I know they could have sat anywhere. Just like, shut up and like watch the previews and don't ruin my high was what he was saying, which I think I did the second I like yelled at him about the popcorn situation or the price of the ticket. Take your pick from any of those things. So I was like, okay, fine. Let's just get through the movie. So the previews end and the movie starts and he reaches over the six seat. Can I get some more? I'm holding the popcorn because I can't rest it on the seat. It's one of those seats that like go up. I'm holding the popcorn. Give me some more popcorn. Fine. I give him some more popcorn. I'm like, you know what? Dude, this was, the movie better be so worth every dollar of the $16 that I spent, plus whatever the money was for the snacks, half of which were all over the floor, all I wanted to do was for the movie to start. And I have to say, once the movie finally started, it was one of the best movies that I've ever seen. And it comes, the company that puts it out, Laika, is, they're known for their animated movies, which are top notch. They did Coraline, they did The Box Trolls. They make unbelievable animated movies. And this movie, if you have a chance to see it, I highly recommend it. I have to say, I'm not going to be a spoiler. I don't think it was a kid's movie. The storyline is way, way deep. Like super deep, super deep, super melancholy. And I walked out not expecting to walk out in the condition that I did, which was mostly in need of a Kleenex and really, really slightly shaken up. Like it really shakes you a little bit. And, you know, if you have a soul, and you find out that even after you're angry and aggravated after spending $16, fighting over popcorn, an empty seat, germs, a girl that you don't even know that sits next to you with another person and like takes up the rest of the row. After all of that, all I can say is the movie was completely worth seeing. I don't know if it was worth $16. Because I don't know what it cost to make a movie technically. I think that they're definitely making money off. I mean, who's making something to lose money except me? But we won't go into that. I'm the only one that makes things and like sells at a loss. I'm working on that. Don't worry. But I can't foresee in the near future the next movie that I'm going to go see unless I go before noon and sit in a room full of senior citizens and probably like breastfeeding moms, because I will go see whatever movie's showing at the reduced rate before noon. And I'm not even sure what that reduced rate is. If it's not like $6, I'm not going. So someone's going to have to let me know when the next movie worth seeing comes out, and then I can start saving, picking up change off the street now and collecting my next movie ticket fare, because I cannot wrap my head around spending $16 for a movie that the movie better, it should be like 3 hours long. If you're going to take 16 bucks, you better keep me in there for more than an hour, an hour and a half, 2 hours. I mean, can we get two hours? These like 100-minute movies. It seems long because they give it to you in minutes. If they told you in hours, it was an hour and 20 minutes, you'd be like, that's not long enough, dude, for all that money. So just be mindful that movies now cost 16 bucks. Go before whatever time the reduced rate applies, and just be prepared to, you know, sit around kids, moms, and the elderly. And other than that, it should be, and don't bring anyone sick. Bring your own beverages. And this is one more thing. The one thing my brother and I did agree on, and then I'll end this because I don't want to go on forever. Movie theaters in New York City still don't check your bags when you go inside. And that's distressing on a lot of levels. I don't know. I just, with all the stuff that's happened in movie theaters, with all this stuff that's just happened in general, and I'm not going to get into a rant on terrorism and all this shit, but I've lived here long enough and lived through enough things here that I don't mind having my bag checked. I wouldn't mind not bringing in a Diet Coke from Duane Reade or, you know, some Haribo berry snacks if you want to check my bag and then tell me to throw the shit in the garbage. I just don't understand how, with all the shit that's going on, and with everything, see something, say something, and all this hypervigilance in a movie theater where it's dark and there's a lot of groups of people, unless you go at the times like I do at 6 o'clock when there's 7 people in the theater. Why movie theaters in New York City aren't checking bags at all, like zero, like not spot checking. And they could have cameras, I'm guessing. Or at least I hope so. Like, I hope somebody sitting somewhere looking at a screen of, you know, security cameras. Not that that would, you really got to look in the bag. You got to open up the fucking bag, look inside, and make sure that there is not a fucking bomb in there or a gun or like something or a grenade. I don't know. Make sure that nobody's going to blow the shit up while people are inside. Why is that so difficult? And I have to say that I said something because they were doing that at the public library, at the main branch on 42nd Street. They were checking your bag on the way out. Why would you check my bag on the way? Okay, this has gotten all off track. But why would you check my bag on the way out instead of on the way in? I'm not leaving with the whatever shit I brought in. I mean, I'm no terrorist, but one would think that if I was going to blow something up, I would take it out of my bag or leave my bag, blow something up, and then leave, or blow myself up and not leave. Why would, and I'm going to steal books? I'm taking library books from the main library branch at 42nd Street? Like, who does that? Are you stealing microfilm or microfiche? This, like, the KGB, like, spy games? And I said something. I was like, I was uncomfortable. Check my bag on the way in. I'll wait online. For that, I will wait online. If you tell me this is the line to have my bags checked for security, I'll wait. Because I want to know that I'm going in and that I'm coming out. And if you check everybody's bag in front of me and everybody's bag behind me, I have a much better chance of doing that than if everybody walks in willy-nilly and you check people on the way out. So if any movie theaters are listening, or if anybody knows anyone that works in any movie theaters, or anybody wants to suggest something to someone who could pass that along, check people's bags at the movies. Cut the preview time down. I don't know. Start the movie later. Allow time for that. Or no, you know, check people's bags. Too much shit's gone on for that to go unchecked. Who's not paying attention? So I'd feel better sitting in the movie, despite all of the other things that go on, the non-reclining chairs, the sticky floors, not having a Coke vending machine where I could make my own diet vanilla Coke. I could live with that. Maybe. I'd still be pissed. I'd probably still rant about it, but I feel a lot better knowing that you checked my damn bag. So the next time you go to the movies, think about those things. Think about what you're paying to see the movie. Think about what snacks you're bringing in from the outside. And think about asking someone to check your damn bag. All right, that's all I got to say. Do me a favor. Check out my friends, Lincoln Mitchell. He has a podcast about baseball and politics. He weaves it together somehow. If you're into baseball, if you're into global politics, check out Lincoln Mitchell on his podcast. Check out my friend Seema Iyer. She's got this amazing podcast going on right now about the Tanya Patterson case. It's really, really good. Go to The Bollywood Lawyer, hashtag The Bollywood Lawyer. Check out her podcast on Tanya, and you can subscribe to all of us on iTunes and on Stitcher. And thanks for listening, and I'll be back. They'll also be back eventually, but I know I'll be back next week with another rant.